Hello?
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Randy Williamson?
Yes.
Thank you
This
very
is
much.
Randy.
Thank you. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read again where the Levine area is again?
That makes sense. That is clear.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're speaking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
87.
Thank you very much. Are you or is anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
In that case, do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed in here?
White.
Thank you. And overall, would you describe the quality of life in Levine as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do a very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5, and the higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. The first one is more affordable housing options to rent or buy.
Just to clarify, mm-hmm. 5 means it would greatly improve the quality
yes.
of life in Levine?
1 is very little, and 5 is a lot. Any number between 1 and 5.
Okay, I would say 4.
The next one is more dining and entertainment options.
5.
More parks and recreational opportunities.
2.
More good paying jobs.
4.
Better street and road maintenance.
3.
Better public transportation options?
2.
And more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
5.
Thank you very much. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Homemaker.
Thank you. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Too few.
And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few.
Thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. Would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Levine?
Yes.
And is that a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
I'm thinking, sorry, I was thinking too hard. Yes, okay. Strongly.
Don't worry. It happens. Now, please tell me if you would like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues in Levine?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains in Levine?
No.
Thank you. Would you like to see more home goods stores or other retail stores like Target in Levine?
Yes.
And is that a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes strongly.
Thank you. Would you like to see more doctor's offices and hospitals in Levine?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Any of your words, what type of stores and businesses would you like most to see, would you most like to see more of in Levine?
Like, can we be specific or just in general?
I can type your answer.
Oh, okay. I'm looking. I would hope there'd be a Trader Joe's someday.
Trader Joe's. Another one that you would like to add, or is that the only one?
Target, which you kind of already mentioned.
We can put it again. Trader Joe's and Target.
Yeah.
Now we're going to switch gears a bit here. But before we do, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there, I promise.
Okay.
Now, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent? Is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I'd say moderate.
Thank you. And how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I'd say a very big problem.
Thank you. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Would you like to see more multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums in Levine?
No.
Would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes in Levine?
No.
Would you like to see more single-family detached homes in Levine?
Yes.
And is that a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes strongly.
Thank you. Would you like to see more housing options for seniors in Levine?
Yes.
And is that a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes somewhat.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Rent a home.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. The first proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Do you oppose or favor that as a way to address housing costs and options?
Oppose.
And is that a strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. The next proposal is to repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Somewhat opposed.
And the next proposal is to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
I'm not sure on that one. I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. We can skip it. The next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Yes. Agree? Was that what the option was?
Strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Somewhat favor.
Thank you. The next one is change zoning laws to allow for the family construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Opposed.
And is that a somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And finally, for this section, and the next proposal is change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Somewhat agree. I can forget the word.
Somewhat favor.
Yes, favor.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you some questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Associate's degree.
Thank you very much. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Is it less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,001 to $75,000, $75,001 to $100,000, $100,001 to $125,000, or more
yes.
than... Okay. Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Randy.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. I thank you very much for your participation and also for your patience. So, have
yeah,
a wonderful
thank you.
Day. You're welcome.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.